Hey there, sleepyhead. No, the movie isn't over, but you fell asleep. Wake you up. Why would I have done that? You look so cute when you're asleep. What? Me? You just happened to fall asleep like this. I didn't move you into my arms at all. Guess you just subconsciously knew what you wanted. Oh, does my big sleepy gyno want to finish the movie? I thought you were really excited for this one. Well, I'm sorry, but that's what you are, mister. You do look really cute like this. I love how vulnerable you are in my arms right now. How your chest rises and falls, and how soft your hair is when I stroke it like this. And how your head is tilted to the side. And how exposed your neck is right now. I can't help myself. You're so tempting like this. Oh, what's the matter? Am I waking you up? Oh, what was that? The cute little breath you just took? Was it because I was kissing your neck? So if I did again, I wonder God, you don't know what that does to me when you whimper like that. I wonder if it would have the same effect if I just ran my nails along your skin, slowly tracing your neck. Fuck, you really don't like this. Nothing, I love the way your neck feels, soft and warm, exposed, my thumb stroking your skin. You're just pretending to be sleepy now. You can feel every sensation, can't you? You can feel my fingernails against you. And if I slide my hand a bit over, you can feel my hand around your throat. I really love how your mouth opens like that, how your breathing gets a little bit faster. You're really panting, aren't you? I wonder why that is. Is it the feeling of being in my arms? Or the feeling of my soft hands surrounding your neck? Or my nails digging into your skin? I'm just gonna dig my nails in a little bit harder. Oh my gosh, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Are you okay? I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Why am I sorry? I totally got carried away just now. I wasn't trying to do whatever that was. It just happened. Look, you don't have to say it's okay. It's not. I know I'm weird and sometimes I do weird stuff like that, and I know it makes you uncomfortable. What do you mean you're not? But I just hurt you. You just cried out. What's okay about that? I don't know why I wanted to hurt you. The way you looked in my arms, the way you sounded. I loved how vulnerable you are sometimes. How small and helpless. And you know that I'd never harm you. I care about you so much. So why do I want to hurt you? I mean, what kind of girlfriend wants to hurt her boyfriend? You actually like it? When I'm rough with you? You want me to hurt you. But isn't it painful? So you enjoy feeling like that. Vulnerable. Well, yes, I enjoy it. The feeling of being in control, of controlling how you squirm in my arms, of controlling which sounds escape your mouth, of controlling the cute expressions in your face. When I see you wince a little in pain or hear you whimper a little, my heart can't help but race a bit. I don't know why, but something about how you look, how you sound, it's just so... it is. You're really sexy. I want to hurt you, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll go too far and actually harm you. I love you so much. I don't know what I would do if I actually let something bad happen to you. You trust me? You really trust me enough to let me hurt you? What do you mean, both ways? Yes, of course. Relationships need communication to work well. Yes, I trust you. I trust that you'll keep communicating with me. If I do something that makes you too uncomfortable, you'll let me know. Do you want to come back here and lay in my arms again? There we go. This is nice. Can I start by running my fingers through your hair? Okay. Good. You've got really soft hair. Does that feel good? Me running my fingers through your hair like this? I can feel your body relaxing for me. Now, I'm just going to run my fingers up and down your arm. You're so cute when you squirm like that. Now I'm just going to lean down and nibble on your earlobe. I'm going to bite down a little bit harder, okay? That's the sound that I love. I can't help it. That little whimper. When you squirm, it only makes me grip you tighter. My nails pressing into you. Your breathing is getting a bit heavier. Is your heart beating faster? I know mine is. You're doing so well for me. Sweetheart, will you do something for me? Tilt your head to the side. Let me see that soft neck. You also like it when I kiss here. I know. And if I pull your shirt up just a little bit, I can run my nails gently up and down your stomach. I guess your chest. That felt nice, I bet if I press down a bit harder. Yes, my nails leave the prettiest light red lines on your skin. Look at your little buddy tense up. Does that hurt a little bit? I know it does. You don't want me to stop, do you? Good. That's what I thought. Let me move my hand a little bit lower for you. Oh, are you hard right now? No, darling. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, I'm glad I'm not the only one turned on right now. Will you take it out? I want to see. Good boy. Oh? What was that little thing you just did now? Did you like that? Me calling you a good boy? I'll keep that in mind. Oh, baby, you are hard. Your cock looks so swollen and needy. Why don't you give it some attention for me while I explore you a bit, That's it. Wrap your hand around your cock and start stroking it for me. Does that feel good? My lips pressing into your neck while you stroke yourself. Do you like having me watch? I love watching you. I love the way your body looks when you get like this. All whimpery and horny and desperate. And your chest. I love your chest, baby. I can't help but want to dig my nails into it. I love how easily you mark up. Those red lines from earlier are already a little swollen. Fuck. That's so hot. Keep stroking yourself, baby. Don't get distracted. I want you to feel good, even when you're in pain. Good boy. That was quite a whimper. How does it feel when I go over your nipples like this? It's so cute how you whimper when I pinch them like this. I must be sensitive for all your squirming. No, baby. Don't stop stroking yourself. That's it. Good boy. I look so good like this. You're being so good for me. That's it, baby. Give me your neck. I need to bite it. I need to mark you. That's it, baby. Whimper for me. I want to hear you cry out. Does it hurt when my teeth sink into you? Keep stroking yourself. You taste so good. Oh, don't worry. Let me hold you. I'll keep you still. Do you feel my nails digging into you? I know. I know it hurts. Go faster, baby. Are you going to come? Are you going to come for me? Come for me, baby. All over your chest. Let it all out. Come for me, sweetheart. Go on. Foster. Come for me. Come for me, baby. You're such a good boy. You shot so much. I guess the pain added that much more pleasure, huh? Here. Lay back. Let's get you cleaned up. I've got some tissues here. Shh. Be still, sweetheart. There we go. They're all cleaned up. And these delicious scratches across your chest. You look so good. Are they still tender? Oh, poor baby. Just lay back in my arms with me, okay? I love how your neck looks too. All marked up with my bites. I've marked you and you're mine. Thank you for trusting me. I can't tell you how nice it is to be with someone who I can be comfortable enough to do this. To do anything like this. Remember, even when I want to hurt you, I will keep you safe. I love you, baby.